Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in this lesson, lesson 68, we're looking at the context of taking a taxi, and we'll be continuing to look at building phrases from the language, the structures, and the grammar that you already know. I hope you find this lesson useful. So last time we were talking about transport, public transport, taking the train and indeed other types of public transport too. This week we're still staying on the transport theme, but we're talking about taxis. In Spanish, the word for a taxi is, believe it or not, un taxi.
Un taxi.
Okay, so Cara, how would you say, if you were in your hotel, how would you say, I would like a taxi?
Quisiera un taxi.
Muy bien. Quisiera. That's one of the ways to say I would like. Let's see if we can think of other ways to say, to get the message over that you want or you need a taxi. How would you say I want a taxi?
Quiero un taxi.
Yeah. Quiero, meaning I want. Now, that may be perceived as being a little direct. If you say quiero un taxi, it sounds a little direct. So perhaps quisiera is a nicer way of saying it. We could also say me gustaría, but to be honest, quisiera sounds better in this particular situation. How would you say I need a taxi? Think back to I necessitate a taxi.
Necesito. Necesito un taxi.
Yeah, this is one of those words where if you're in Latin America, it's probably easier because you can just say necesito and they're all s sounds. But in Spain, necesito. Necesito un taxi.
Necesito un taxi.
Necesito un taxi. Yeah. Now, there's another way that you could ask at reception in the hotel, for example, can you get me a taxi? Now, to get, in this sense, it's really to ask for, to order. And there's a word in Spanish which is pedir.
Pedir.
Pedir, what's your D sound? Pedir.
Pedir.
Pedir means to ask for or to order. So can you order me a taxi? Let's see if we can work this out. Let's do the can part first of all. Which infinitive are we looking for there?
From poder.
From poder, meaning to be able to. So you, the usted form of poder is?
Puede.
Puede, muy bien. So in Spanish we have to work this out and say something like, me, you can ask for a taxi. So let's do that word by word there. Me.
Me.
You can, using the usted form.
Me puede.
Me puede, yeah, and that's a very common start of a sentence. Me puede plus an infinitive. So the infinitive we're using is?
Pedir.
Pedir. Me puede pedir a taxi?
Un taxi.
Me puede pedir un taxi?
Me puede pedir un taxi.
Okay, un taxi.
Un taxi.
I tried to get the E sound of taxi.
Taxi.
Me puede pedir un taxi, por favor?
¿Me puede pedir un taxi, por favor?
Okay, so the hotel receptionist or whoever is helping you get the taxi would find the taxi for you, call the taxi. They may want to know, ¿a dónde va?
¿A dónde va?
Now, ¿a dónde is one word? It literally means to where, but we can just translate it as where. So, ¿a dónde va? Or, ¿a dónde va usted?
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? They may have to tell the taxi company where you're going. So, for example, how would you say, I am going to the station? Station is a word that we covered last week.
Voy a la estación.
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 Or indeed, in Latin America, voy a la estación.
Voy a la estación.
And indeed, in some places, voy a la estación. But let's not go into all that just now. So, voy a la estación, I'm going to the station. How would you say I'm going to the airport?
Voy al aeropuerto.
Yeah, almost right. That aeropuerto, you pronounce the A and the E. The aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto.
Muy bien. Voy al aeropuerto.
Voy al aeropuerto.
So, of course, when you're actually in the taxi, you could be saying these things as well. You get in the taxi and you could say, I am going to the centre. How would you say that?
Voy al centro.
Voy al centro, or al centro de la ciudad. Okay, so they may take you just somewhere randomly in the centre and drop you off. Voy al centro.
Voy al centro.
Now, another way of saying this, again, these lessons are all about expanding your range of expression. And although voy al centro will get your meaning over, how would you say I need to go to the center of the town?
Necesito ir al centro.
Exactly. Necesito ir al centro de la ciudad. And this is one of those Latin American phrases as well, because it becomes necesito ir al centro de la ciudad.
Necesito ir al centro de la ciudad.
Exactly. So I need to go. If we go back to the construction, can you order me a taxi? What was that again?
Me puede pedir un taxi.
Me puede pedir un taxi. Let's use that construction, and this time we're going to say, can you take me to the centre of town? Okay, now take, in this particular scenario, is the word llevar.
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 Now, what consonants does that begin with?
Two L's.
Two L's, yeah, it's that llevar.
Llevar.
Okay, now that literally means to carry. Okay, and also, it can also mean, in some cases, to wear. Llevo un jersey. I am wearing a jumper, a jersey. Llevar, when we're talking about transport, means to take. So, can you take me, using that construction, to the centre of the town?
Me puede llevar al centro de la ciudad.
Me puede llevar al centro. Muy bien. How would you say, can you take me to the airport?
Me puede llevar al aeropuerto.
Perfecto. Me puede llevar al aeropuerto. Let's just expand this a little more, because a very common way of saying to a taxi driver, take me somewhere, would be to use the command form. And this is a slightly different form. We've not really done a lot of this. To say, take me to the airport, you use the form lléveme.
Lléveme.
Okay, so it's llevar, but it becomes lleve, which is the command form, and then you put the me onto the end because it's a command. Lléveme.
Lléveme.
Take me to the airport.
Lléveme al aeropuerto.
Muy bien. Try take me to the centre.
Lléveme al centro.
Uh-huh. Now, do you know the word for an address? It sounds sort of like the English word direction. It's actually dirección.
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 And in Latin American Spanish, obviously, dirección. Now, this address, therefore, would be esta dirección.
Esta dirección.
So how would you say, take me to this address?
Lléveme a esta dirección.
Okay, brilliant. Let's try putting all these constructions to practice again. I am going to this address.
Voy a esta dirección.
Take me to this address.
Lléveme a esta dirección.
Muy bien. I need to go to this address.
Necesito ir a esta dirección.
Yep. Can you take me to this address?
Me puede llevar a esta dirección.
Muy bien. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So that's four different ways of saying, can you get me to this address when you're talking to a taxi driver? And again, these are four constructions that we've worked out from what we know previously. Let's go over some more language that we know. How do you say, is it far?
Está lejos.
Está lejos. And is it far from here?
Está lejos de aquí.
Yeah. Is it very far from here?
Está demasiado lejos de aquí.
That would be too far from here. Okay, it's too far. I'm not taking you. Está demasiado lejos. It's too far. Está muy lejos de aquí.
Okay. Está muy lejos de aquí.
Okay. And for example, how you would just say, is it very near here?
Está muy cerca de aquí.
Está muy cerca de aquí. Exactly. When you are answering that question, and I think we've done this before, you can say it's at a distance of 10 kilometers, for example. Está a 10 kilómetros de aquí.
Está a 10 kilómetros de aquí.
And notice that you need that a in there. It's at a distance of, all translated by a. Está a 10 kilómetros de aquí.
Está a 10 kilómetros de aquí.
Yeah, and also, if you were wanting to say about the time, you would say, está a 20 minutos de aquí.
Está a 20 minutos de aquí.
Mm-hmm. Depende del tráfico. What would that mean?
Depends on the traffic.
Yeah, depende del tráfico. And you also might hear something like, hay muchas obras.
There are lots of roadworks.
Yeah, obras, roadworks. Okay, una obra de teatro. A work of theatre, okay? But las obras en las carreteras are roadworks. Depende del tráfico, depende de las obras, and so on. So different situations there. Now, if you're in the taxi, you want to ask, how much is it? How much is it? You've come to the end of your journey. How much is it? How would you say that?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta? Yeah. Remember when you're talking about buying items in a shop, you can say ¿cuánto cuesta? Or ¿cuánto vale? And in the situation in a taxi, you're probably more likely to say ¿cuánto cuesta? Okay. ¿Cuánto cuesta? And I'm going to introduce another element here of how much does it cost. And that is, at the beginning of your taxi journey, you might want to ask, how much will it cost? For example, to go to the airport. And in that situation, you're going to be using the future tense. Don't worry about this. We'll be covering the future tense, I promise, before we finish Coffee Break Spanish. But in this situation, we'll just learn this as a piece of vocabulary. ¿Cuánto costará?
¿Cuánto costará?
¿Cuánto costará para ir al aeropuerto? Cara, can you repeat that, please?
¿Cuánto costará para ir al aeropuerto?
Muy bien. ¿Cuánto costará para ir al aeropuerto? Or it could be, ¿cuánto costará para ir a la estación, por favor?
¿Cuánto costará para ir a la estación, por favor?
Muy bien. In the taxi, you might want to say, stop here, please. Now, the verb to stop is parar.
Parar.
So once again, using a polite command form, you could say, pare aquí, por favor.
Pare aquí, por favor.
Pare aquí, por favor.
Pare aquí, por favor.
Now, let's imagine you've arrived at your destination, a esta dirección, por ejemplo, and you want to ask the taxi driver, can you wait for me? Now, the verb to wait is the same as the verb to hope for something in Spanish. And I'm not sure whether we've done this at any point. It's esperar.
Esperar.
Okay, a nice regular AR verb. Esperar.
Esperar.
So, Cara, can you work out how you would say, can you wait for me? Okay, it's using that same construction as we used earlier on. Can you wait for me?
¿Me puede esperar?
Exactly. ¿Me puede esperar, por favor?
¿Me puede esperar, por favor?
Okay, and we're going to use the same construction again, me puede, for can you give me a receipt? You might need a receipt for your records, and a receipt in the case of a taxi journey would be un recibo.
Un recibo.
Okay, the same word that you would use in a shopping receipt as well. ¿Me puede dar un recibo?
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 Okay. So, in this lesson, we've looked at a number of situations where you've used me puede plus an infinitive. Me puede pedir un taxi. Me puede esperar. Me puede llevar. And so on. What I'd like to mention now is the fact that you can also use an alternative version of these. Rather than saying me puede pedir, you can say puede pedirme. Now notice that me puede pedir is three separate words. Me, puede, pedir, the infinitive. But puede pedirme is two words. In pedirme, the me, the pronoun, is added on to the end of the infinitive. Just like you saw with some of the reflexive verbs that we did. For example, voy a ducharme. So the me, the reflexive pronoun in this situation, was stuck onto the end of the infinitive, duchar. Voy a ducharme. And in this situation, we're talking now about pedirme. And the me is a different type of pronoun. It's added on to the end of the infinitive, pedir. So puede pedirme. ¿Puede pedirme un taxi?
¿Puede pedirme un taxi?
And that means exactly the same thing as ¿me puede pedir un taxi?
¿Me puede pedir un taxi?
Okay. Cara, can you convert ¿me puede llevar al centro? To this different way of saying the same thing.
¿Puede llevarme al centro?
Muy bien. ¿Puede llevarme al centro? Okay, so llevarme. The me gets stuck onto the end of llevar. What about, can you wait for me? Give me two versions of that phrase in Spanish. Can you wait for me?
Me puede esperar. And puede esperarme.
Exactly right. So that's an alternative way of working with infinitives and the pronouns, when you stick the pronouns on front. Now, notice that there is one situation that cannot work, and that is when you put the me after the puede. Puede me pedir. Do not say that. That is absolutely wrong. Don't even think about the fact that I've just said that. It's puede pedirme or me puede pedir.
Puede pedirme or me puede pedir.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.